Ray Su, and I teach creative writing at UBC. Now, what I did tonight was that I co-did an event with Alex Leslie called Slideshow Karaoke, in which we ad-libbed, improvised, basically slagging each other over random images, hilarious images from the internet on a slideshow. And the way that we found out about this event was through Alyssa Schwan, who is part of Heritage Vancouver, whom I met through the Go Gallery, actually, when I was doing an event there, which was actually some sort of quote-unquote reading, or what it really was a community organizing event, masquerading as a reading, because that's the kind of poet that I am. I tend not to be satisfied with, you know, poetry as usual, readings as usual. I think if poetry has to grab people's attention, then it has to masquerade as something else. And that's the reason why I do poetry. It's because it's the most masquerading thing that I can wear.
And so this, you had said that you hadn't done this before with, what's her name again?
Alex Leslie.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we hadn't done...
How did that come about?
Basically, we were given a set of slide images, and we had to... basically, we were supposed to come up with a story or a narrative, but instead, we decided to slag each other because that's more fun.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a book.
Yes.
What's your book? Name of your book?
Yes. The name of my book is Cold Sleep Permanent Afternoon, and it's a book of poems about North American imperialism and the way that it spreads out across the globe.
Okay.
This is a poem about the Sri Lankan Civil War, and it's one of the things that you might know about if you listen to the global news was just how the Tamil Tigers, the Tamil rebel group, was recruiting, towards the end, child soldiers, forced recruitment. So, this is from the voice of someone who is a child recruiter. The north is now clear. Parts of the east still resist. In this next round, we expect to lose over 8,000 to government forces. So to gain Tamil elam, we have pushed our recruitment drive to Kilinochi. You must have already received the letter with our request. His studies are important, but our war is urgent. Education comes later. If we knock and you don't come, we will use the roof. A month from now, grown ill, finally broken, he will lose his mother as you lost him. Somehow he will escape custody and reach Vavunya or Colombo. His sister will be taken as your married son was. In any event, for now, we ask for two unmarried ones. Perhaps you will fear for your son, so grown, if you don't hand over those two.
And where would somebody find more about your work?
You can, if you Google my name, Ray Su, that's H as in Harry, S as in Sam, U, and maybe poems, then you'll come up with poems on the internet. But you can also find my book on the Knightwood Editions website and also on Amazon.